time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Thursday, Donald Trump canceled his June summit with Kim Jong-un, with NBC News reporting the president was worried Pyongyang would cancel before he did.
The historic summit with Kim Jong-un had been on shaky ground. Today, that ground gave way.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and, indeed, a setback for the world.
A senior administration official says the president made the decision to cancel the summit after North Korean statements overnight, threatening the U.S. with a nuclear-to-nuclear showdown and referring to Vice President Pence as a political dummy. The president dictating a three-paragraph response to the North Korean dictator, blasting Kim's tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement.
Hopefully, positive things will be taking place with respect to the future of North Korea. But if they don't, we are more ready than we have ever been before.
A senior administration official calling North Korea's actions a trail of broken promises, including last week standing up U.S. diplomats who were prepping for the summit.
We had received no response to our inquiries from them.
And Kim backtracking on vows to discuss denuclearization made during historic meetings with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and with South Korea's president at the DMZ. And today claiming it destroyed a nuclear test site, but refusing to let inspectors verify that. In recent days, Mr. Trump signaling the summit was in jeopardy.
Well, there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay.
The cancellation comes after three American detainees had been released, even despite discussion of a Nobel Prize.
Nobel. I just want to get the job done.
But today, the president still leaving the door open, writing to Kim, "If you change your mind, please do not hesitate to call me or write." A diplomatic drama waiting for its next act. Kristen Welker, NBC News, The White House.
After Trump's abrupt cancellation of the planned summit, North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Gae-kwon issued a conciliatory statement saying the regime was ready to meet with the United States, quote, at any time, that Trump's decision didn't match, quote, the world's desire, and that, quote, leader Kim Jong-un had focused every effort on his meeting with Trump. On Friday morning, as he headed to Annapolis to speak at the U.S. Naval Academy commencement, Trump struck an optimistic note about future negotiations, saying it's even possible that a meeting could take place on June 12th as originally planned. Oy, stay tuned. The DOJ held two briefings on Thursday with top lawmakers, hoping to defuse a partisan conflict over the FBI's use of a confidential source to aid the investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia. For some reason, despite assurances from Sarah Sanders that no one from the White House would be present, Chief of Staff John Kelly and Trump's White House lawyer Emmett Flood were seen entering both sessions. MSNBC's Ari Melber had a list of the scheduled attendees.
This thing lists all the attendees. So it states who is supposed to go to this very formal, very important classified meeting. But today the Trump administration was busted, and that makes the list untrue because it's missing the one person who has no business being at this internal classified Gang of Eight meeting, but who was spotted entering the meeting. Right there you see the evidence. That's Donald Trump's Russia attorney, Emmett Flood. And he waltzed into this meeting along with, you see with him, Donald Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, an attendee the Trump administration clearly did not want announced. What we saw in that meeting today was improper and it was unprecedented, and it does risk undermining parts of the Mueller probe for Trump's chief of staff to walk his criminal defense attorney into the meeting of the prosecution and these intelligence leaders.
Roger Stone, former campaign advisor to Donald Trump, reportedly tried to get Hillary Clinton emails from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, despite what he had previously told congressional investigators. More from MSNBC's Chris Hayes.
According to emails reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Stone asked an associate of Assange for emails related to Mrs. Clinton's alleged role in disrupting a purported Libyan peace deal in 2011 when she was Secretary of State. In an email dated September 18th, 2016, Stone wrote, "Please ask Assange for any state or HRC email from August 10th to August 30th, particularly on August 20th, 2011. A back and forth ensued with the middleman between Stone and Assange, New York radio personality Randy Credico, who wrote, "That batch probably coming out in the next drop. I can't ask them favors every other day. I asked one of his lawyers. They have major legal headaches right now. Relax." After refusing to testify before the House Intelligence Committee, invoking his Fifth Amendment right not to self-incriminate, Credico has now changed his mind. The Journal reporting he met yesterday with the committee's Democratic staff members for what he called a limited conversation about WikiLeaks, the 2016 campaign, and Mr. Stone. As for the correspondence between Stone and Credico, it appears to have taken a different tone of late. On April 7th of this year, in an email obtained by the Journal, Stone wrote to Credico, "Everyone says you are wearing a wire for Mueller." 2 days later, Stone wrote him again, "Run your mouth and get sued." I got
the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.